At a recent farm rescue day in Barneville, Wisconsin, volunteer firefighters and emergency medical crews trained hands-on with real farm machinery, practicing how to free simulated patients from augers, hay implements, and overturn tractors using airbags, wood blocks, and saws. Fire Chief Bud Schlungen of the Barneville Brigham Fire Department showed responders how a power take-off works and how to safely shut off power to equipment attached to a tractor, knowledge that can mean life or death in a real accident. Wisconsin dairy farmer Kyle Thompson shared the story of his own recent farm accident with the responders, a reminder of all the near-misses farmers tend to forget. The event, run by the Barneville Brigham Department alongside neighboring crews, gives first responders first-hand familiarity with farm equipment so they can save lives when accidents strike without warning. Volunteer fire department members use tools to extricate a mannequin from a farm implement. Kyle Thompson, a Wisconsin dairy farmer, discusses his recent farm accident with emergency responders attending Farm Rescue Day. "We tend to forget all the near misses we have experienced while farming. Hay is made on a Wisconsin farm. Farm accidents happen when we least expect them. Farm rescue training can help first responders gain first-hand knowledge of farm equipment. A hay conditioner is pulled by an Oliver tractor on a Wisconsin farm field. Familiarity with farm machinery can help emergency responders save lives at farm accident sites. Volunteer fire department members practice sewing parts of a farm implement. Emergency responders and fire department members develop a plan to extricate a mannequin from farm machinery at a recent farm rescue day. Chief Bud Schlungen of the Barneville Brigham Fire Department demonstrates how a power take-off works as department members learn how to shut off power to farm machinery attached to a tractor. Fire department members and emergency medical personnel practice moving an injured patient. Firefighters use equipment to remove a simulated patient from an auger. Firefighters work together to extricate a simulated patient from farm equipment during Farm Rescue Day training. Fire department members assess the situation and work to extricate a simulated patient pinned by an overturned tractor. Firefighters use airbags, wood blocks, and teamwork to extricate a simulated patient pinned by an overturned tractor. Participants at Farm Rescue Day pose for a group photo. The training was conducted by the Barneville Brigham Fire Department with neighboring fire departments and emergency services. Barneville, Wise. People often look to books to find heroes. History books are full of them. Pages come alive with the inspiring acts of Joan of Arc, who led a battle to protect her country. Other pages note heroic acts in battle performed by people like Ernest Evans, who commanded a small U.S. warship to lead an attack against an enemy battle group, a group that included huge battleships to successfully defend his comrades during World War Roman II. It's easy to be inspired by such examples of gallantry in the face of danger. Jason Malamy is an elderly farm boy from Marinette County, Wisconsin. He's a retired educator, a retired soldier, and a lifelong Wisconsin resident. He lives on the shore of Lake Superior with his wife, Cindy Dillenschneider, and Red, a sturdy, loyal Australian shepherd. Soils that are exposed to prolonged drought often develop desiccation cracks, which impact soil properties and exacerbate moisture loss throughout.